Hello and welcome to 5 things you need to know about the opera Julius Caesar. Though Handel was born in Germany, he spent most of his life in London, and this show was premiered in the Haymarket Theatre on February of 1724, almost 300 years ago. It was dedicated to Caroline, Princess of Wales, and ended up being the biggest hit in London that season, selling out 13 performances. The unedited opera lasts over 4.5 hours in 3 acts, and there were, even back then, a few opera goers who complained about the length of the evening. In Atlanta, 3 centuries later, we will have a much breezier evening clocking under 2.5 hours. It's the oldest opera in the Atlanta Opera's history. It was written in 1724, and shockingly, is the first Handel that we ever scheduled at the Atlanta Opera. This is a co-production with Israeli Opera and was performed at the stunning Crusaders Fortress in Israel. The production was performed in Akko, or Acre, which is a Mediterranean town where Julius Caesar actually stopped on his way to Egypt. The role of Cleopatra is one of the most iconic roles in all of opera, and it's been relished by generations of sopranos, from Beverly Sills to Natalie Dessay. Cleopatra has some incredibly diverse range of emotions to express vocally and dramatically, from hugely challenging coloratura flourishes in her aria Da Tempesta to seductively alluring lines in her famous aria Vadoro Pupille, and to heart-wrenching despair in Piangerò. She's one of the most fascinating and versatile characters in all of opera, and we are so excited to have Jasmine Habersham make her role debut as Cleopatra and join the pantheon of famous sopranos that have sung the role before. Last point. Julius Caesar consists of 2 types of vocal music: recitative, which is dialogue, expressive and declaimed, and or arias, which are magnificent melodies with opportunities for deep emotion and or virtuosity. Each Baroque aria has a form of ABA and was designed to give a singer a chance to show their amazing virtuosity, very much like an Olympic gymnast. Vocally, the lead role was written for a castrato. In our days, that's a countertenor, but it is often sung by a female singer, a mezzo-soprano. The opera explores gender and vocal fluidity. In addition to the fact that in our production, a mezzo is singing the title role, there are 2 more mezzos that are singing pants roles, and those are the characters of Sesto and Nerone. We are also exploring vocal fluidity. The role of Tolomeo is sung by a countertenor, a man who is singing registers that are typically reserved for the female voice. So those are the 5 things you need to know about Julius Caesar. And if you like this, please tune in to our other podcast about Julius Caesar. Our conductor, Maestro Gary Guido, is talking more about the structure of the opera and some musical forms associated with the Baroque art. And our lead singer, Daryl Friedman, is giving us the synopsis of Julius Caesar in our Blink series.